المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I hope that you're all doing fantastic by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you well and remove any difficulties or challenges that you may be experiencing at this time. I just want to say that, you know, before I begin or before I go on, that, you know, I'm not really able to see who's watching right now, although I do see the number, alhamdulillah. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm missing all of you and can't wait till until you know, we can be together once again, inshallah, in person. But until then, I'm thinking about everyone, making dua for everyone. And, you know, feel free to comment. I do get to see the comments if you comment while I'm speaking. And just wanted to mention that. So I'm used to seeing everyone when I'm talking. But here I just see a number. But alhamdulillah, I know when I see the number that you are there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Now, you probably heard the breaking news yesterday. That for my young friends in elementary, high school, March break has been postponed. Reading week is coming up for my friends in university, college, alhamdulillah, that is still on. The break has been postponed and has been renamed to Ramadan break. No, just kidding. It hasn't been renamed to that. However, it has been pushed forward to the week of April 12th, which coincidentally is supposed to be possibly the first day of Ramadan. So in some ways, we have renamed March break or at least March break has become Ramadan break this year for my young friends. And, you know, depending on how you feel about it, most people, I think, were, from what I can think of, most kids at least would be looking forward. We're looking forward to March break. You know, I like it when vacations and holidays come up as well. If not for me, then for my kids. But nonetheless, as we've discussed before, in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, we believe that there is some khair, there is some goodness for us. And if you're feeling a little down about that, that's okay. Alhamdulillah, you know, Family Day weekend is here, long weekend. Alhamdulillah, and I know many children are off of school today. So I'd like to welcome them, those who are watching as well and joining us today. And of course, Monday is off for many people, many families as well. The weather is a bit cold. It's actually supposed to be the coldest weekend of the year, or of the winter. But you know, if you dress properly, you dress well, you know, you can still get out for a little bit, especially when it's nice and sunny. And there was a great session last night, mashallah, a great meet and tea session hosted by Brother Latif. You know, if you can watch that again, if you missed it last night, and get some ideas on how you can safely enjoy the ice with your family as well this weekend, if you'd like to do that. Inshallah. Now, what's happening, as you probably know or have experienced, that because of the pandemic, most people are having to spend a lot of time with their families. Now, that is normally a good thing. You know, spend more time with family. That's supposed to be a good thing. It's a positive thing. But when the family members don't get along, when they're not getting along, it might become too much. And, you know, when there's very few places to go and people are working from home, parents, husband, wife working from home, and especially the children are also at home and not able to go to school, or, you know, they're going to school virtually, it's possible that there may be more arguments, that, you know, family members maybe is more stressed out, feeling more tense, more tension in the home, or perhaps even feeling fed up of each other. Sadly. And, you know, the reality is that we are human beings, and individuals, families, communities go through ups and downs. And for those families that were going through struggles and challenges before the pandemic came in, the pandemic just really, you know, made everything a lot harder, because, again, you know, the few moments or the few times when they would be able to get a break from each other may not be happening anymore because they're working from home or they're not able to go out. Now, as you probably know, our religion places great importance on the family and family bonds. And you've probably heard, you know, the virtues and guidance with regards to the conduct of the spouses with each other and treatment of parents and the responsibilities of parents towards their children and respect for grandparents and elders and so on. So today I am not going to repeat those virtues and guidance. Instead, though, I'd like to share some tips to avoid family feuds within families. Now, of course, the title of today's talk is Family Feud. If you're thinking that I was, you know, we're going to play a game, that's not happening today. We have family game night tomorrow night, inshallah, 8 p.m. But today we are talking about families feuding within themselves. And the home, of course, is meant to be a place of sukoon. Right? It's a maskan, it's a place of sukoon, a place of peace, of tranquility, where, and when it is a place of sukoon, a place of peace and tranquility, there are a multitude of benefits. There are a multitude of benefits, unimaginable benefits, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, physically, even when families are living in homes that are peaceful and tranquil. But when that peace and tranquility is lacking, then of course there can be many harms and downsides as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and protect us all. Now, families are teams, okay? And I always like to give this example, especially for my young friends. Think of your family as a team. So even, you know, it could be any team. You think of a hockey team, a basketball team, baseball team, whichever team, you know, if, or a team at work. You know, if even one player is out of line, if even one player, one team member is out of line, then it affects everyone, and ultimately the success of the team as well, right? So if family, if team members are not performing the way they're supposed to, or if there's tension between them and there are problems between them, then it's going to ultimately impact the success, the output, the success of the team. And, you know, there are lots of benefits being part of team family for ourselves, as I mentioned, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, as individuals, and also for society as well, because families are the foundation of society. When families become weak or families do not exist, then society will become weak and society will be harmed. So it's very important, but it requires sacrifice from everyone on the team. You know, if you want to have a successful team, you can't have players that are just like, you know, sitting around who are not doing their job, who are just, you know, just there and they're not contributing, right? So it requires sacrifice from everyone in order to be successful. Now, what is surprising is that so many of our brothers and sisters, mashallah, they know and they even practice so much about good character. So they know so much about good character and they practice it as well. Good character, good morals, but with who? With neighbors, with colleagues, with friends, with strangers on the street. You know, best character, best behavior, you know, with colleagues, with others. But it's a completely different story at home, right? It's like, you know, you won't believe that it's the same person who was outside, who was just walked in through the door, and all of a sudden the dynamics have changed. Now, there may be reasons, you know, there may be explanations for that, that, you know, we're putting on our best behavior, you know, to make a good representation of our community, you know, so that we maintain good relations with colleagues and coworkers and you know, friends and so on at school. And we're putting in a lot of effort for that. But then when we come home, we sort of want to let go of everything and just relax. But is that the way it should really be? So remember, my brothers and sisters, that all the teachings regarding good conduct and good character, you know, that we talk about and that we practice with others, they apply to family members and our spouses also. They apply to our interactions with our own families as well. Now, before, you know, we share the tips, it helps, I think, to start with reminding ourselves. It would help if we start with reminding ourselves about our reality, right? Sometimes there are things that we all know, but, you know, they're sort of at the back of our minds, and, you know, they just sort of need to be said, and we need to acknowledge them, okay? So here's the first thing. First, reality check, okay? Number one, none of us are angels, okay? None of us are angels, meaning we human beings, we're living in families, we are members of the community. We are not angels. Yes, of course, we want our gatherings to be witnessed by angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we ourselves are not angels. Each one of us has weaknesses, many weaknesses. Every one of us sins. Every one of us makes mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, and the human being was created weak. So weakness is inherently part of who we are by design. By design. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Who created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the human being was created weak. So none of us are angels. Every single one of us is going to have weaknesses, are going to commit sins, are going to make mistakes. Me, you, everyone. Okay, so we are all on the same page with regard to that. So if you're looking for perfection in your spouse and your family members, if you are looking for people, other people to be perfect around you, then know that you're in the wrong place or you're dealing with the wrong creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, wrong place, why? Because perfection is only going to be in Jannah. It's not going to be in this dunya. It's not going to happen in this world. Okay, nothing is going to be perfect all the time in this dunya. No one is going to be perfect all the time. Okay, so if you're looking for perfection in your family members and your spouse, you're in the wrong place. And you're dealing with the wrong creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the angels don't have choice. Right? They only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do. But we're not angels. Okay? So we are going to make mistakes. You know, we are going to commit sins. We are going to have weaknesses. Those things are given. Number one. Okay? Number two. No two people are totally alike. Okay? No two people are totally alike. So it is expected that there will be some disagreements and disputes in every family. And not everyone is going to be the way we want them to be. Let's just accept that. Okay? There will be disagreements. There will be disputes from time to time. Not everyone is going to be the way we want them to be. Okay? Because that's just the reality of it. Okay? Because every single human being is different. Everyone has been given the ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make choices. And because we are human beings, we will from time to time make the wrong choices or just think differently and have different opinions. Okay? Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had situations with his wives as well. Right? So these two things are given, that mistakes will be made and there will be disagreements and disputes. Now, how we respond is often what determines how the situation is going to end up. Okay? So we actually have quite a bit of control, right? In this discussion or in this area, we actually have quite a bit of control, because what happens next many times is dependent on how we respond and how we react. And thirdly, our individual choices and responses to situations will have an impact on the state of our family. Okay, so let's also accept that as well. So the way I respond, the way I behave, will have an impact on the overall state of our families. So now, here are a few factors that can prevent family feuds and improve relationships within families. Okay, and before I get into the list, an important disclaimer that there is no justification for abuse and oppression. Okay, so if the situation is at that point where there is abuse that is occurring and where there is oppression that is occurring, then these will likely not apply. Okay, and if you're at that point, then you need to get help. You know, you may need to get out. Okay, so that's at a completely different level, and which is of course wrong and should not be happening. But I'm, you know. Or, you know, you're being severely oppressed. Back to the list now. So the few things that can, the tips that can help prevent family feuds and improve relationship within our families. And the number one is, because, you know, I was like, okay, how am I going to approach this topic? So I just started, okay, I just thought, you know what, let's just start from the beginning. Okay, because the family bonds are created, right? Of course, when a child is born, you're born into a family, but a new family is created when marriage occurs, right? When a man and a woman get married, then a new family is created. So I'm sort of going through, you know, the things that happen. And perhaps some of these things happen in the beginning, but then, you know, we get used to life, we get busy, and then we forget about things. So take it as a reminder for myself and all of us. So number one is expressing love, compassion, and gratitude. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was kind and loving towards children, towards his wives, towards his relatives, towards our people. So know also that people express love differently. Okay, the most common ways, it is said, there was a whole discussion about this, the most common ways of expressing love are five. So words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, khidmah, physical touch, and gifts. Okay, it could be that one person is expressing love in one way, but the other person who they're expressing it to, or it could be a group as well, are not reading it as an expression of love. And actually, this is very common. Okay, so it's almost like, you know, especially between spouses, they're communicating on different levels. Okay, and they're both expecting that they're going to get the same type of response or the expression of love that they are looking for. But the reality is that the other person is actually expressing their love, but they're just not reading it. They're not understanding that it actually is an expression of love. Okay, so that is very important, but expressing it, you know, saying it, kissing our children, of course, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, expressing it verbally, showing it in different ways, whether it's through service, but also, you know, through words, through physical acts, through gifts, you know, all of these things are proven from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, thanking others is also a teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we know, the famous hadith that لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس, right? That whoever does not thank people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thank your family members, right? Thank your spouse, thank your parents, thank your family members, even for seemingly little things. Inshallah, it will increase love and togetherness, right? It doesn't take much, right? It's as they say, it's a thought that counts. It doesn't take much, but just take a few moments to express your gratitude and try to do it regularly. It will make you a more humble and more grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will also help in your intra-family relations. Also, it's famous saying, we say, oh, smiling is sunnah, or smiling is an act of charity. But when was the last time you smiled at a family member? Right? I know it's hard with strangers because we're wearing masks, but at least we can do it with our family members, right? Smile regularly. You know, you don't have to be always uptight, stern face. You know, come in, smile. You know, it doesn't take much. It's good for us in many different ways, right? We do it outside the home, but let's start doing it inside the home as well. Number two, be easygoing and kind towards others. Okay, easygoing, relaxed. You know, some personalities, sometimes people are just always uptight. You know, always demanding. I always want something, you know, and to the point where they're rude and coming across as very stern. Sometimes it's a person's personality and they have to work extra hard to change that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man kana layyinan hayyinan sahlan harramahu Allah 'ala an-nar. That whoever is kind, affable, easygoing, Allah will forbid them from entering the hellfire, right? So there's great virtue in having these characteristics and these qualities. You know, sometimes we think something is a big deal. Somebody does something or doesn't do something we want them to do, we take it as a big deal. But in reality, if we look at the big picture, it's not really that huge of a deal. Yes, it may be annoying us. Yes, it may, you know, be a little bit troubling for us. But at the end of the day, it's not something that's hugely consequential, you know, in the big picture. Okay, so try to be easygoing, be kind, and, be easy. And you know, have a good attitude in dealing with people. Now, this is not regarding your own responsibilities. So you don't say, oh, Imam was saying, oh, I have to be easygoing towards my responsibilities, so I was supposed to do this and that, so now I'm just going to be easygoing, I'm going to take it easy. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that towards others, that in our interactions with others, we are easygoing. We are forgiving, we are easygoing with others. Okay, not with regards to our own responsibilities. Our own responsibilities, things that we have said we're going to do or we have been asked to do, you know, as members of the family, then that is something that we take seriously. Thirdly, gentleness, right? So many times something can be said, you know, sometimes things need to be said or they need to be discussed. They may be a little bit sensitive. They may be a little bit hurtful perhaps, but they don't have to be said or they don't have to be done in a harsh way. Most things can be said in a nicer way, in a sweeter way. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as related by Aisha radiallahu anha, that إن الرفق لا يكون في شيء إلا زانة ولا ينزع من شيء إلا شانة. That really gentleness is not found in anything but that it beautifies it, and it is not removed from anything but that it disgraces it. So if we do not have gentleness in our families, my brothers and sisters, then how will our family relations be beautified? Right? So if you want to beautify our family relations, really any human interaction, then adopt gentleness in our approach. Inshallah, we will see the beauty that comes out of it. And if we do the opposite, then unfortunately it will also lead to certain outcomes that we probably don't want to have. So always try to approach situations in a gentle manner, in a kind manner. And this is from, again, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically as well, right? When people are doing something wrong, how would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam correct them? Right? Was he harsh in his approach? No, he was gentle, especially when he knew that it was out of ignorance, right? Or forgetfulness. Prophet ﷺ was gentle in the way that he would correct people, in the way he would deal with situations. So gentleness has to be key. Number four, accepting mistakes. Now this is talking about ourselves. Okay, we all make mistakes. We've discussed that already. But what happens? Our ego gets in the way. Okay, and of course our ego is linked with arrogance, right? It has to do with arrogance. So ego gets in the way that why should I be subservient? No, why should I apologize? No, why should I, you know, I don't want to lose any ground, as if it's a perpetual competition with our spouse and with our family members. No, if I do this, then I'm going to become lower, and you know, it's going to lower my sense of you know, my importance in the family, as an example. Okay, so no need for all of that. Just be humble. You're not going to lose anything by becoming humble. Okay, person who lowers themselves, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala raises them. Okay, it goes the other way. So be humble. If you have wronged or offended someone, apologize sincerely. I know it can be hard sometimes, but apologize sincerely and show remorse. Don't need to keep arguing and keep making the situation worse. You know, and if it is a habit, perhaps it is a bad habit, and we all have them, then you can ask for help from your spouse or your family members in overcoming it. Right? It doesn't have to be, oh, everyone is competing against the other. Okay, spouses especially are competing against the other. No. Right? Support one another. Now, number five, of course, some situations can lead to anger. Okay, in fact, there can be many situations when things don't go our way, or we are, you know, when people don't meet our expectations, we can become angry. Okay, so you've got to keep that anger in check. The advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, very clearly, لا تغضب, don't get angry. Now, naturally, anger will come at times, but control your anger. And another narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, giving more details, that some are swift to anger and swift to cool down. Okay, so some are swift, quick to anger, quick to cool down. The one characteristic making up for the other. Okay, so they get angry quickly, but then also they cool down quickly. Then he goes on and says, some are slow to anger and slow to cool down. One characteristic making up for the other. Okay, so it's the opposite. It takes them long to get angry, but then it also takes them long to cool down. So it's the same for both, you know. So one is get angry quickly, cool down quickly. Get angry slowly, but then also cool down slowly. But the Prophet ﷺ reported to have said, the best of you are those who are slow to anger and swift, quick to cool down. The best of you are those who are slow to anger. It takes you a lot. You know, it's going to keep building up, and it's going to take a long time until you actually get angry. And when you get angry, you're quick to cool down, right? So it said that the best of you are those who have this characteristic with relation to anger. And the worst of you are those who are swift to anger, who are quick to get angry and slow to cool down. So you get angry right away, and it takes so long to cool down, right? So that is from the worst of the characteristics. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and enable us to control our anger. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, right, describing the pious people, the people who do good, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. They are those who give charity in prosperity and adversity, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and they control their anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they pardon others, and Allah loves the good doers. Okay, so controlling the anger, very, very important. You have to be very careful, especially to the husbands, the men out there, and especially when it comes to the words of divorce. Okay, now of course, we may feel like we are being, you know, you may feel like you're being instigated, and for our sisters as well, you know, we always have to be careful about our actions, but especially when it comes to the words of divorce, this is a very serious issue. We don't talk about it enough, perhaps. Never, ever go there. Never go there unless you have fully thought it through and you mean it. This is one of our discussions in the Imam Council. What is happening? It's like it's a joke. I was told, I wasn't aware of this, I was told by some of my fellow respected elder Imams that this is the culture in some communities. That this is a cultural thing to utter the words of divorce when in anger. My brothers, this is totally unacceptable. This is totally unacceptable. This word should not be part of our vocabulary. Unless you have fully thought it through and you mean it and you know the consequences and you know what you're getting into. Otherwise, do not go near that word. Don't even read it. Don't even think about it. That's how dangerous that word is. Okay. Sometimes people don't realize and then they have to face the consequences. It destroys their lives. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's my sincere advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And if you have issues with anger, it's possible people have issues with anger management, then get some help. There's courses, there's therapy, there's things that are involved, right? There's spiritual remedies. Get help. Recognize it that, yes, I have this issue with anger. Let me try to get some help so that I can control it. Because this is a very, very dangerous thing that can have, you know, multiple severe negative impacts. So be very careful about anger, and especially the words of divorce. May Allah protect us all. Number six. Yes, perhaps you got angry over a family member doing something, okay? Or continuing to do something. But turn it into support. What's the point? You know, like, it's natural to become angry or you know, at bad or annoying traits. But that's not getting any results, is it? Like, you keep harping, you keep, you know, shouting, you keep bringing it up, you keep mentioning it, you keep, but it's not helping, right? Your anger and your response is not helping. So help the family member recognize their problem with compassion, right? With kindness, once again. And then support them in overcoming the struggle. Because remember, it's a team effort. We have to lift each other up. We don't want each other to fail, because the other person fails and it affects all of us. Okay, so we have to lift each other up. And if one person succeeds, then everyone succeeds. Okay, so yes, unfortunately, family members sometimes have major issues. They have major challenges, struggles that they're dealing with. And it's not that they're doing it willingly. Many times it becomes an addiction. It's a problem for them. Many times they may not express it, and perhaps they should, but they're struggling and they actually want to overcome it. Okay, many times people do want to overcome it. Now, of course, when the ego comes in and they start defending their wrong actions, then that is unacceptable. But many times people are struggling and they need support. Okay, so channel that anger into support. I know it's not easy, but if you approach it that way, then it actually has a better possibility of having a good outcome, inshallah. Number seven, be giving and forgiving. Be giving by forgiving and overlooking mistakes. Okay, remember that no one can be forced to forgive. I've been in situations where couples are talking to each other and they're like, okay, I've said sorry now you have to forgive me. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, you know, the other person doesn't have to forgive you, right? It's something which is voluntary, right? Like, you have to be remorseful and apologize. And then the other person, you know, it's their choice. But we have been given much encouragement to forgive and pardon. Okay, so it's not something somebody can force you to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, right, referring to an incident that occurred at the time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love to be forgiven by Allah? And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked forgiveness, forgiving others and pardoning others, with His forgiveness as well. Okay, so if you love to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be forgiving and pardon others as well. Okay, now of course, it requires most of the time that the other person who needs to be forgiven or who wants to be forgiven shows remorse and, you know, all of those things. But nonetheless, we should try to have big hearts and try to be forgiving towards others. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiving towards us as well. And of course, this applies to our family members as well. Number eight, cast aside baseless assumptions and suspicions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. The believers, avoid being excessively suspicious, for some suspicion is a sin. And do not spy nor backbite one another. Okay, but the key part focus today, being excessively suspicious. Okay, get away from suspicions and assumptions, negative assumptions. Give people the benefit of the doubt. And don't assume the worst immediately and constantly. Okay, what happens is, especially when there's a lack of trust, and trust is, of course, thing that is so hard to build, so easy to break. Okay, so be very careful about your actions that can break trust. Okay, but when something happens or you come across something, don't assume the worst immediately. Give the person a chance to explain themselves. Maybe there is an explanation. Maybe you are seeing things wrong. Maybe you are assuming it incorrectly, and that is not their intention, or that is not what they were doing. This is the benefit of the doubt we are taught to give to others. But when it comes to our family members, are we willing to give that benefit of the doubt? Right? In many cases, no. So give the benefit of the doubt. Don't assume the worst immediately, and especially constantly. But yes, if you see a pattern of behavior and there is real evidence, right, that you actually have evidence, okay, then don't be gullible either. Of course, then you seek advice and you get help. Okay. And fight negative thoughts about suspicion unless there's actual evidence. Okay, because shaitan will try to put these waswas, these, you know, evil thoughts and suspicions in our minds and our hearts to poison our family relationships, to poison spousal relationships. Okay, so don't fall for baseless assumptions, and be also careful you know, of people who, because of hasad, because of jealousy, they try to plant seeds of doubt and mistrust between family members, especially between spouses. Be very careful of that. You know, you think that stuff like that doesn't really happen, or it's just like, you know, it happens in dramas or whatever. But no, it's true, right? It actually happens. So be very careful about what people are feeding you, what thoughts and ideas they're planting in your mind with regards to your family members, especially your spouse. And also know that, you know, if a person is behaving in a certain way, know that, or, you know, like in a way that they're not used to behaving in, or that you don't expect them to behave in. Know also that stress and anxiety can lead people to behave in ways that they normally don't. And in that case, it looks like it's about you, but it's actually, it's not about you, even though it may seem like it. Right? It's because they're stressed out, whether it's at work or finances or, you know, other relations with families or whatever, like other situations that they're in. And then unfortunately, because they're not able to cope with that stress, or they're having trouble coping with that stress, and anxiety starts coming out on you, the other family members, or the spouse, you know. So know that if a person is not normally like that, or they weren't always like that, try to find out, okay, what happened? You know, what led them from becoming this person who was not like this to becoming a person who is, you know, behaving in ways that they normally wouldn't. Number 9, have a process for resolving disagreements. You know, try to understand the other person's position. One of the key, I was reading this book in one of my courses, and it said one of the key skills that a person can develop is understand, being able to put themselves in another person's shoes. If you're able to put yourself in another person's shoes and look at things from their perspective, that's like, you know, that'll resolve like half your problems, okay, between people. So try to understand the other person's position. You know, validate their feelings. People feel different ways, and they may not be feeling in ways that, you know, or developing feelings that we want them to develop, you know. So validate their feelings and try to explain your position calmly. Try to find compromise. Seek help if you're not able to. Okay, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they had disputes, when they had challenges, they would go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would accept his advice and his decision. Okay, so have people that your family, especially both spouses, respect and look up to, so that you can go to those people for advice and for a resolution of your disagreements. Okay, and finally, number 10, look for the positives and push away the negatives. Okay? Once again, no one is perfect, and if you look for faults, that's all what you're going to see. Okay, you know, it's interesting when I think of you know, sometimes you know, as an example, you know, maybe I'm looking into, for some reason, some type of car is on the news, or I'm looking at some car, I was reading about something about it, or, you know, I'm paying attention to one type of car more than others. All of a sudden, when I'm driving, I notice, oh, there's so many of these cars. It looks like a lot, all of a sudden, so many more of these showed up. But it's not that. It's just that I started paying attention, so I started noticing. Okay, so similarly, if you look for faults, that's all what you're going to see. If you're looking for negativity, you're going to find negativity. Okay, this goes for families, this goes for your spouse, this goes for, you know, community, for everywhere. Okay, train yourself to look for positives. Right, try to have positive thinking. Appreciate the positives. Encourage the positives. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gives us that, you know, puts us in that direction with relation to, you know, spouses, spousal interactions and relationships. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah SWT says, if you dislike them in any manner, it may be that you dislike something in which Allah has placed much good for you. Right? This is to husbands with in regards to their wives, but it applies really both ways always. Okay? That perhaps, you know, you dislike something, because again, no one's going to be perfect, but it may be that you're disliking something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a lot of good that you're not able to see or that you're not realizing. Okay. And most importantly, my brothers and sisters, be a person of taqwa, especially in relation to your actions towards others. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to especially your interactions with others, that will encourage your family members to also adopt the path of taqwa towards others, including you as well. So I still remember one of our respected imams saying, talking about family situations, because most of our meetings deal with, you know, cases of family situations, saying, you know, people do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. People, I mean, general statement, of course there are exceptions, but generally people do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. You know, so have taqwa, have the consciousness, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to others, and inshallah, they will also have the same towards you as well. And for my friends who are not yet married, find a spouse who fears Allah and who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, you will not go wrong. Inshallah. Okay? No one was going to be perfect. But that is the advice of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fathwara bidhati deen. Okay? Look for deen and especially the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, that will help you in many ways. As we always end, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, who has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provide from them, for them, from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. Let us make dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. Wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluh. Ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رب العالمين we thank you for all of your blessings يا رب العالمين oh Allah please make us count us from amongst the people who are the shakirin, from the grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we thank you for all of your blessings, the countless blessings that you have given us. Oh Allah, the ones that we tend to ignore so many times. Oh Allah, the ones that we forget. Oh Allah, for every single blessing, Oh Allah, please count us as being grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all of our shortcomings. Oh Allah, we have immersed ourselves in sins. Oh Allah, we are filled with mistakes. Oh Allah, our book of deeds are filled with wrongdoings, going against your guidance and the beautiful example of your beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we have wronged others, we have wronged so many of your creation. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all of our wrongdoings and our mistakes, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts. Oh Allah, please purify our minds. Oh Allah, please purify our bodies, our actions, our intentions, and make us those who are pure, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please bless our families with love and unity, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make every home a home of peace and tranquility, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please remove all misunderstandings and grudges between family members, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please increase love and harmony between all spouses, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please increase the love and respect that children have for their parents, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please increase the love and compassion that parents have towards their children, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please increase all of us in our respect for and love for our elders, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, those who are struggling with relation to raising their children, who are struggling with their youth, Oh Allah, struggling with their marriages, Oh Allah, please remove their struggles, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please bless them with unity and harmony, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant strength and iman and taqwa and physical and spiritual, emotional and psychological health to our children and our youth, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please empower them. Oh Allah, please strengthen them so that they are able to withstand the challenges of the times, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please remove the hardships from all of those who are facing hardships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please perfect the iman of our youth and our children, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide them to become good contributing members of our community and citizens of this world, Oh Allah, who are blessed with knowledge and with taqwa, so that they can raise their children in the best of ways and continue and pass on this torch of iman, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, any type of hardship being faced by anyone, Oh Allah, please remove them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, those who are facing struggles with regards to their health, Oh Allah, please remove their struggles and cure them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our elders who are facing challenges and struggles, cancer and other illnesses, and pain and suffering, Oh Allah, please remove their illnesses and their pain and suffering, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters, Oh Allah, either they themselves are fighting COVID-19 or their relatives have been infected and are in serious condition. Oh Allah, especially our brother Farooq, his aunt is in critical condition. Oh Allah, please grant her a complete and speedy recovery, Shifa, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our friends, our relatives, Allah, all our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity who are struggling with this illness or other illnesses, Allah, other relatives of ours, oh Allah, please grant them all speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many families who have relatives with disabilities, who have children with different struggles and challenges, oh Allah, please cure them and grant them ease, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, anyone who is suffering with pain, oh Allah, or anxiety or depression or stress or any type of challenge, oh Allah, please remove all of those, all of that pain and suffering and replace it with peace and goodness, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters around the world who are living in fear and hardship, oh Allah, so many places around the world, oh Allah, so many villages, oh Allah, so many prisons, so many countries, so many cities, oh Allah, so many shelters, oh Allah, so many camps, our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity are living in fear, facing different types of hardships. Oh Allah, please remove all of those hardships and grant them ease, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant all of us ease with regards to our rizq, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, open the gates of halal rizq that we can spend in the best way to please you and to fulfill our duties and our responsibilities and to promote your deen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من خزي النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم أزبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا وأصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم بارك في أعمار آبائنا وأمهاتنا ومتعهم بالصحة والعافية اللهم ارحم من انتقل منهم إلى رحمتك اللهم أنزلهم منزلا مباركا اللهم بارك في المحسنين الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء وجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا my brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Stay warm, stay safe, inshallah. And we will be having, as I mentioned, family game night, inshallah, tomorrow at 8 p.m. That is open to all members of the family. You can come on together, play games together, inshallah, with the rest of the community on Zoom. So this is at 8 p.m. Just go to kanadamuslims.ca/game night and you will find the link to Zoom there. And we also have guys game night with Brother Aqil and Brother Asad, inshallah, tomorrow at 5:30 as well. So you can also find that on the website, kanadamuslims.ca. The link is there. You can also go to /GGN, guys game night. You'll find instructions for registration there. And we also have exciting new programming coming for teen girls as well, inshallah. So stay tuned for that. Those who are at home, please offer four rakahs of dhuhr. We hope to be reopened for Jama'ah Salah as before the lockdown, starting from next Friday, inshallah. But to be confirmed, so please watch our website, kanadamuslims.ca/reopen on Thursday for details and registration, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.